Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're on the sixth word today, and I'm very excited about it because it's about the increasing of anointing, the anointing of God. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. As a matter of fact, let's go to Patricia King as she shares the sixth prophetic word of the 17 for 2017.
Number six, increased anointing is going to be activated in believers in 2017, and especially for two purposes, to break strongholds and to produce good works, to give birthings to good works. And it's going to be like that. All of a sudden, the Lord will speak to you about something. The anointing will come upon you and it'll break it open. Just the anointing will break it open and give the birthing of that. And it'll be for the goodness of God, for the greatness of his testimony, to bring goodness to mankind.
This is so important because you think about it, our mindsets can determine our destiny. And God's going to begin to just anoint us in a new way, a heavier anointing. An anointing is what breaks the yoke. You know, God moving with us, the Spirit of God. And I think about, you know, we had this available for all of our VFN partners that are out there, VFN TV and VFN KB partners. But it's mindsets determine your destiny. You think about this. They went and gave medication to two particular patients. They went through the same surgery, thoracic surgery. Opened up their muscles, opened up their bones, went inside and did surgery on them. But they did something different to both of them. They both got the very same medication. But one man got the medication that was delivered by a nurse when she came in. She talked to him. She told him, hey, this is going to be pain medication. It's going to reduce your pain. And then she gave him in the IV, gave him the medication. The other man got the same medication, but a nurse didn't come in. They just did it mechanically and it went into his arm. But what they found out was that the man who actually had the interaction with the nurse, he was able to get his mind engaged with what's going on. And his pain dropped more than the other man's. Matter of fact, they did this several different patients. They found out that when you're thinking about it and your mind is involved, and God's going to begin to anoint your mind this year, because what you're thinking determines your destiny. It begins to change all the makeup of our lives. And you think about this, that I think about that they begin to study it more about the particular mind and how it works. And God created you in his image and his likeness. And so you're like God in that way. And so he gives you this free will to be able to create. And you got to get involved in the processes of your life. And this anointing that's coming in 2017 requires for our minds to line up, because prophecy, these words are invitations for God. He's inviting you into them, but you have to get in there. So they actually went out there and they went across the United States and they found almost like 84 different housekeepers and hotels around the United States. And they wanted to kind of test this experiment out a little bit more about if you change your mind, does it change the outcome? And what they did was they took half of those housekeepers in hotels, and they didn't do anything different with them. They took a basic survey of their blood pressure, their weight, job satisfaction, and things like that. And then the other half, they sat them down and had a 15-minute conversation with them. They said, listen, did you know when you make up a bed that you burn 60 calories, and when you clean a bathroom, you burn 70 calories? And they talked about their work that they do. And they said, so you can expect to lose weight, be healthier, lose body fat, and have greater job satisfaction. And so they let them go off for like 6 weeks, and they came back and checked them out. And guess what? The ones who were talked to, the ones who heard the word and had an expectancy for that thing to come to pass, even though they did the same thing that they've always done, guess what? The ones who got the 15-minute talk, who understood that it's an exercise thing, that you can lose weight, lost weight. They lost body fat. They had a blood pressure went down. Their hypertension went down. And their job satisfaction went up. I mean, we have this available for you. It's, you know, mindsets matter. They determine your destiny. But I want to encourage you, as we're sharing these prophetic words for you, you're going to have to get engaged. God's inviting you. And he's talking about anointing in our mindsets. And these strongholds, when you think about strongholds, those are mindsets, things that we just can't stop thinking that way. And it's like, you know, if God says you're blessed, you're blessed. If God says he's going to pour out a blessing and this is a breakthrough year, you need to claim it. And if something comes up and says it's not going to be a breakthrough year for you, pull that thing down and change your mind. If you'll change your mind, you'll change your destiny.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.